Now, chiral molecules, why we bother with them? These actually are exceedingly common in nature. So here we have got alanine, which is one of the amino acids. This is the alpha carbon in alanine. It's the carbon which has got the carboxyl group and the amino group coming off it, so making it an amino acid. So alanine then, when we look at that there, it's got a methyl group, a hydrogen, a carboxyl, and an amino functional group. So four different groups about the carbon, so that's our chiral centre. We therefore will naturally have a mirror image molecule, which is the one drawn over here. So we can label these guys then, R or S. And it turns out in nature there are 20 amino acids that are the naturally occurring ones that we find in proteins. And those guys then, they're all in the S form. Now, the nomenclature that's used in biochemistry and also in natural product chemistry for these uses the L and D nomenclature rather than R or S. So when you're looking in the literature, if you see an L or a D, they're talking about the specification of the stereochemistry, which is a configuration about the chiral carbon in this molecule, simply using the biochemical nomenclature system rather than the organic nomenclature system. If you want to know, it's called the Kahn-Ingold nomenclature system, the one that we're using, this R and S. Now, the only way we can differentiate these optical isomers is by putting them into a device called a polarimeter. So the polarimeter then shines light through a polarizing filter, which will be something like your Polaroid sunnies. That then is an oriented polymer. The light goes through it then with the planes of polarization oriented completely randomly, so it's unpolarized. Coming out the other side, due to the way that the polymer is organized, the plane of light is clearly polarized down one dimension. Now we feed that plain polarized light through our sample, which is sitting in a little cuvette dissolved in a solvent, and the light then is rotated depending on the nature of the chiral molecule that's in there. Now it's very straightforward. If we're looking at one isomer, it's going to rotate the light by an angle, which is referred to as a specific rotation, given the symbol alpha. If it rotates at 30 degrees, then the other isomer simply rotates at minus 30 degrees. Now, in advance, you can't tell whether the R or the S isomer is going to rotate positive or negative, and you have no idea of the amount of the rotation. But experimentally, you do the measurement, and if you happen to measure the R isomer, then you don't even have to measure the S isomer. You know that it's numerically simply the opposite of the other one. So that's the only way we can differentiate between these two optical isomers.